morning. Today is Wednesday, November the 23rd. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor Estelle Fennell. Good morning, lady.
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
I am ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. Are you really?
Well, no, I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm not ready for tomorrow.
Are you doing the cooking or?
Yeah. Stefan, in the past, he's back from Nebraska, likes helping with the turkey or taking over the turkey. So,
oh, okay.
I'm relegated now, I think, to buns and mashed potatoes. But that's okay too.
Yeah. It's all good.
How about for you? You guys hosting or?
Yes, hosting and having fun. But you know, for me, more the biggest thing about it is the actual holiday all around it. It's like getting away from everything.
Oh, you like the week off?
Beach walk, hopefully, maybe, you know, those
okay.
kind of things.
All righty. Our quote this morning. Let's see if we can find something legit here. Here we go. Sizla Milos. Not that I want to be a god or a hero, just to change into a tree, grow for ages, and not hurt anybody. A little too esoteric? Let me find something here that says from the turkey bird.
Not that I have to be a god or a hero or to change into a tree.
Let me be, yeah.
Yeah, let me be, okay. That's fine.
Okay, here we go. T.S. Eliot, for us there is only the trying. The rest isn't our business.
I like that one.
Okay, you probably remember that one a little bit easier too.
Yeah, I will.
Oh.
Okay.
You are not going to be the chair this time around, are you?
No.
Who's rolling into that
it's,
one?
It's coming, Virginia. Supervisor Bass will be
Wait
the chair.
Would Skip over you? Oh, no.
No,
right.
I was
You were 2 years
How
ago.
How could you forget?
Oh, yeah. Well,
my goodness, it was the year we got everything done.
Yeah.
we finished the hearings on the GPU, okay. All that kind of
well,
stuff.
Well, that'll probably have to require her to stay in town more often, huh?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you don't even want to play stick the turkey, huh?
Virginia, you're going to have to come back here
yeah,
to
defend
yourself.
Yeah, she'll defend. Don't worry. So what did you think about the elections a couple of weeks ago?
Well, you know, obviously everybody says it's one for the books. They always are, but I think this one is even more so on a national level, definitely. And signals change, I think, you know, with change.
Kinda, you might have been leading the wave.
I agree.
Did you have any political experience prior to being elected?
Not really.
See?
I agree
you were
yeah,
a trendsetter
yeah, yeah.
For the Donald.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh? You wear that one proudly.
Well, and I...
At least tomorrow with Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah, right. Thank you. And I used to live in New York.
Now you're probably family.
I won't tell you more about it because then you'll really know.
The narrower we get, the narrower
You know, we are tight-knit. I'm not going to be telling stories out of school.
Were you surprised, disappointed, or did it come in pretty close to what you thought as far as the turnout?
I don't know. I think the turnout could have been a bit more considering it was a presidential year, but it was such a contentious kind of, I don't know, bad-tempered election. Some people were turned off.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess that's probably the simplest way to say it.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, with the election results now kind of in the rearview mirror, is Humboldt County really, truly ready for legalization of recreational marijuana?
Yes.
Is the state of California really, truly ready?
Yes. When you say Humboldt County or the state of California, I'm saying the voting public. It's obvious.
I'm not thinking.
But
not
you're,
the population,
when you're talking about the
structure.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. So at Humboldt County, I would say we are more ready than most, and we are aware of the challenges before us. But I think they're all doable. The state has quite a lot of work still to do, but they always said that. I mean, with the Proposition 64, that's not going to go into effect really in terms of licensing until 2018. They're giving themselves time to work on it. They're ready to get it going, but it's not ready to be rolled out.
What happens in that window of time?
Well, what I know for a fact is that there are people. One part of Proposition 64 was that people who were convicted of a marijuana-related crime, etc., are able to get that lifted from their records, and people are doing that already. There are other aspects of it that will be in play right away. It's actually in effect. It's just if you're going to want to be involved in it on a commercial level, it's going to take a while to get a license from the state. In Humboldt County, Proposition 64, as far as the county is concerned, is just kind of an addendum, really, to the MCRSA. For us, it's a land use thing. The Medical Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act, which was the medical marijuana one. We already put all the zoning in place and all of that. So this is just an expansion of that, if you will. I don't think it will expand the number. It will just say some people are going to be growing for medical and some will be growing for recreational. And it will be interesting to see how that falls out in the future.
If the county is further along than the state,
mm-hmm.
which is not surprising in any regard, will the county be ready for the code enforcement, or is it purely going to be on the backs of the state to handle the code enforcement component of this?
Well, first of all, as you know, there are some mechanisms now in place to fund some of that enforcement, but when that money rolls in it's not going to happen on January 1st even. So we have our own local excise tax now. So the more people that are licensed, the more of that will come in. And then we also have the 15% tax on marijuana sales that comes at the state level. And so that will all start rolling in probably about the middle of 2017. That will give more funding for enforcement. But you're right. I mean, the state's already doing quite a bit of enforcement on the environmental level, code enforcement here. We've had to deal with it a few times already, just on the local residential areas. And it's been interesting. We've got to do some more work on making that turn around a little faster.
Is there any effort? Is the county going to, I guess, resurrect would be the right term, since somebody was talking zombies before the show. Resurrect the concept of what Arcata did with the ultra energy use houses and put something like that into play to get the grow houses taken out. And if you're going to grow, great, you're going to grow, but it's going to be not inside the house. It's not going to endanger law enforcement or fire protection if they're responding. It's going to be out in the yard. It's going to be in the greenhouse. It's going to be in the outbuilding, in the garage, in the dirt, somewhere outside rather than having a significant percentage of our housing stock locally, which is so tough to come by now in agriculture production.
That's one of my pet peeves, Brian. It's one of the things I have been honestly very concerned about for years and years, and I just don't think that it should be happening. That is one aspect of the state law that I was not very happy with, that people could actually grow in their homes. But I think that they could do it on outbuildings, and that's what I would recommend if they're going. But these are just these small, like six plant grows. For commercial growing indoors, that's got quite a lot of standards to be met, and no, it's not going to be in people's houses, and it shouldn't be. And so I was just talking last week when I was down in Rio Del with some of the people involved in city management there about just how much power some of these outfits are going to use. There's one slated for, I don't think it's indoor, I think it's manufacturing, etc. There's one slated for the Rio Del area, and it's going to take a lot of power.
Which is okay if they're paying,
and it's okay if they're in, an industrial area. I just don't think it belongs in residential areas, and that is the whole goal of legalization, is to get it out of these unhealthy practices. Things like also that high risk butane extraction that people are blowing themselves up with.
Yeah,
that should never be happening.
The lavender stuff, yeah.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Lavender? What's that?
That's what those machines were originally made for, was to, like, extract lavender for soaps and candles
and
stuff.
Oh, okay.
Big ones that kind of look like something that is either from the 1800s or that ought to have a smokestack.
Yeah.
You know, kind of looks, yeah. That's what they're extracting, and that's kind of what they're doing with
the hash oils. Wow.
Interesting.
Learn something every day. Thank you, Brian.
Well, we're not going to back off from the grow houses yet. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Estelle Fennell.
What we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Estelle Fennell. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, by Redek, and let's see. No, I won't tease it. We got a new sponsor starting next week.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt. And the Salvation Army. Through the holidays.
Happy Christmas.
Yes.
As well as Thanksgiving.
Ring a bell. Estelle, the concept of the grow houses, it seems really straightforward. If somebody is using more than, if you've got three teenage kids, you're going to be burning up a lot of energy running the hot water through. I think everybody gets to that. But beyond whatever that normal threshold is, plus maybe 50%, that's a commercial use. Mm-hmm. You know, we pay differently here for internet, for phones, for electricity, just because we're a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still hasn't been clearly explained to me, but that's kind of what the case is. I'd love to have this listed as a house. I'd probably save $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we've got the same thing going on, but instead of in a commercial area, it's in a residential area. And they're using the equivalent of a commercial setting, and they're paying household, and it's not safe, and. Why hasn't the county and the unincorporateds come down like a ton of bricks on this stuff?
Well, Brian, we did have that discussion at one point, whether or not we should go forward with that, and we had PG&E give us some figures. What it looked like to us is if we put something like that in place, that we were running the risk that instead of just getting the funds from people in their houses, which I don't support in the first place, they shouldn't be there, people would just wind up going into the hills and running generators, and that would even be worse for the environment. So
Can I be a smarty here?
Yes, of course you can.
Okay. Boy, it really stopped them, didn't it? From going out in the woods and setting up their own grows and diesel and
yeah, yeah, yeah. But that, no, they're actually what they're doing now more than anything, we're all aware of it, is they are growing outdoors in those hoop houses. And there's less of the indoor. I think moving forward, the idea is if you are going to grow indoors commercially, it's going to be a commercial enterprise. It's going to be in a barn or whatever, one of those
zoned appropriately.
Exactly,
et cetera,
and it will be on the grid. It won't, it'll have the right kind of wiring. And if you're doing it in a house, then at that point, obviously, you're going to come in for quite a few fines. And I think that is going to be a more successful enforcement tool than having the sheriff show up when he could to one of the many places. A lot of paper cuts are going to be very painful to people in the future. Getting letters from the federal government or local government, and once those kind of penalties are in play, you can't escape them. You can't just cut and run.
Does the county have those geared up to start the first
of
the year?
All of these things, anytime that there's a, as I mentioned earlier, we've already had some complaints. Now, these were tied to the residential areas, and so we've got a process in place already. We do want to fine-tune it just so that it may, it's proven to us, especially for the outdoor ones, that people can kind of game the system. They can, get a delay and wind up delaying it and then appeal it and wind up delaying it so far back that they're able to harvest it before they ever have to abate the nuisance, as they say. So we're going to figure out a different way to deal with that. But honestly, the bottom line is all of these things like this extraction is very, very dangerous. Rio Dell had a very dangerous situation recently where three young men were really, really badly burned. They brought it on themselves, but, they also burned down the house.
Sympathy from a lot of us. Yeah.
No,
now, if it hurt the neighbors.
Exactly.
Now
and
we
the
got
neighbors
issues.
Were endangered by that. So,
And
the firefighters are saying, we're not going in. If it looks to us like there's a butane-involved extraction, we're not going to go in because we'd be putting our firefighters in danger. So that's really, really troublesome. I really want to see that part of it enforced very, very heavily.
Do your firefighters have water now?
Yeah.
Southern Humboldt?
Oh, yeah. They got plenty of water. Everybody's got lots of water now. Yeah, my goodness, I can't believe how many inches of rain have fallen already. I think we're officially out of the drought and happy.
In the next spring and summer, with the next grow season in place, mm-hmm. with whatever the permits that have been taken out or not, and the water tank guys with their permits or not, and all those things, do you sense that the eel is going to be in the condition that the eel was in this past year? Do you think it's going to be a little bit different? Do you sense at least there's going to be monies set aside to, allow the fish to hitchhike to their spawning areas rather than trying to walk it themselves because there's no water there?
I hope that it will be different in the coming year. I really do. I think that it's sunk in that, you got to go get a permit. If you don't have a permit, you're going to be a lot more vulnerable than you might have been in the past, because in the past, it was a guessing game. Do you have 215 or not? Now, if you're not in that list at the county, there's no more guessing to be done. So hopefully that'll work. And also the state will be paying attention to all of those water diversions. And they have been doing quite a few investigations. So I think that will come into play. And eventually we'll right the ship again.
Do you have many foreign nationals listed on your list of people who have taken out permits?
If I don't... I haven't seen their papers.
All right. I'll let you back up and regroup. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Estelle.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Estelle Fennell. Estelle, other than the marijuana initiative, was there anything else that kind of got your attention?
Well, I think, you know, Measure U, HCOG, Humboldt County Association of Governments, put that forward. It was going to give us, at the unincorporated level, $4.2 million at least a year to work on the roads.
But that arrived in a
that
coma. You really didn't think that that had
we didn't
a chance,
get it.
Did you?
You know, I have to tell you, I did not. I thought that it would, because it was going to get 2/3. I was disappointed it didn't even get to 50%. What bugs me about it is I get so many calls about the roads. Now we're going to be dealing with Band-Aids. That's all we can do. Maybe we can find another revenue source. We did last week give an extra $600,000 from Measure Z to the roads, and hopefully that'll help
a little
bit.
It's got to help Tom out a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. You know, but that's all we can do at this point. Maybe our economy will get better and we'll have more money, but until then,
maybe
it's Band-Aids all the way.
Bring some jobs here.
That would be
Wouldn't
a lovely
that be
thing. That would be so wonderful.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, one of the other issues that came up recently was the Vets Hall in Garberville. We're going into Thanksgiving, as you know, and the Vets Hall used to host a Thanksgiving dinner. That's not going to happen there this year because the Vets Hall has been closed. It will be at the Mateel Community Center. But what we have done is we've looked at the possibility of, we are putting a task force together, and we're going to look at the possibility of not just rebuilding the Vets Hall, but possibly putting together something along the line of a campus for the county in southern Humboldt, where all of the services could be put together, and maybe we'll be able to leverage some of the properties that we have towards doing that, have the agencies work together. So that's in the works. We'll be getting together with that group.
So maybe like having the substation there,
substation.
An office for the representative of the county?
Yeah, we got that. We
Chamber
got,
of Commerce kind of bring it.
Yeah.
Kind of a quasi-governmental-esque.
Yeah, exactly. It would be nice to have that and kind of a one-stop shop type thing, you know, and give the veterans a place in there too. Or however we do it, we'll put a task force together. But clearly, unfortunately, it's just going to be too expensive to redo the hall as it stands right now.
How about community outreach? I mean, this is the right time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because I know a lot of the pot growers are, and it sounds goofy, are still community-oriented. You know, they're flush right now. I wonder if just a simple ask in some either anonymous way to donate or something, you might be able to raise $20,000, $25,000, at least get the ball rolling a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, the vets have done that. They mainly have, they've been very generous with the hall. Actually, that issue came up too at the meeting. You know, they've charged very, very little for use of the hall, which meant very little money on hand to do any work on the hall. So I don't know what their ability is to raise funds, but surely people would like to help, and if they do, I know that they welcome it. But bottom line, that's the situation now. They do have an office. We got them an office to meet in. But not a hall for community gatherings.
Tough to dance in the office, isn't it?
Yes.
And you said you wanted to say something about Thanksgiving.
Oh, hey, I want to say something
seconds.
About it. Oh, thank you so much. Well, I want to say very happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We have a lot to be grateful for. And, you know, on every level, we should just concentrate on that and move forward. That's what it's about. Get together with your family. Try not to fight too much and have fun.
And you want some of
and
those funds, don't you?
And if you eat too much, go for a nice long walk.
Okay. I'll have a bun here for you next time.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by.
See you here. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
See everybody tomorrow.